Now, live from the Blind Ninja Studios in Western Wisconsin, a show with no purpose, hosted by experts at drinking, and they're almost definitely wearing pants. It's time for the Department of Offense.
Welcome to episode 47 of the Department of Offense. I'm your host, Casey Jeremy. As always, is Carlo.
That would be correct.
And Gordon.
How's it going?
Oh, you know, it's going pretty good, All right, before we get too deep into this, what are you guys drinking tonight? I'm sorry, I forgot how we start this now. Fuck ice.
Yeah.
Carlos, what are you drinking?
I'm just drinking some Modelo, some leftover Modelo from when we had a board game day at my place week and a half ago.
Nice. I don't understand leftover Modelo. That doesn't compute to me.
I didn't drink a lot of leftovers. There were some leftover Lanninkugel, the orange ones.
The shandies?
The orange shandies. And I had one, and it was not good.
Yep, Ben was putting those down. Gordon, what are you drinking? You son of a bitch.
A little Session Bowl 2022 Morning Delight by Toppling Goliath.
Oh, man. That's 4 years old. That's prime, man. That's prime.
It's not terrible, just, let me tell you.
Maple, coffee, delicious.
It was like straight maple, but as it starts to warm up, the coffee notes are starting to come through, and I'm really enjoying it more. But
you know what's kind of bullshit, Carlos?
ABV.
What?
He fucking moves to Kansas City, and then he gets the good beer that he's like, oh, well, I guess I can't share it with you because you're too far away. Too bad I drank all of your beer all those years.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I wouldn't feel that bad about it. Like, I think he would have drunk it by himself anyways.
Probably. But it wouldn't have been on
camera.
He'd
be looking for a sessionable beer and be like, well, I got this.
I got this.
But, you know, there is one beer of yours that I never got to try. And it was the watermelon wheat.
Yeah. And you're never going to, because I'm never going to brew it again. It was one and done, man. Actually, I think I made that twice. And I don't think you got to try it either time.
No.
Yeah, I think you made it the second time was like for a wedding or something. And so I also never
no.
had it. Because I did
made
not
it
have
for,
the second batch.
I made it for the fashion show. And then I made it for the 80 style challenge. You had some for the 80 style challenge.
I don't think so.
Carlos, I know you did. You helped me drink it.
No.
There was 5 gallons of it in our basement. And you don't go anywhere. Like, I know you had some.
No. I think that was one of those things where you had, like, where you guys killed it really, really
no,
quickly.
No.
I wasn't there for it.
Where would have you been?
I don't know. I don't know.
We drank 5 gallons while he was at Quick Trip.
I think that was when I was doing night shift, so like I might have been sleeping or something. I'm not sure. I can't remember the details of it, but I know I never had it.
Mm-hmm.
I did. I'm pretty sure I did have
Amsterdam's in Canada.
What I did have was probably like a taste of it when it was uncarbonated, like when you normally like you pour a couple samples before you put in the kegs.
Mm. That's possible. I don't know. I don't believe you, but.
All right.
I'll let it pass this time because I'm not going to argue and I don't have a time machine to go check. And it's also entirely possible. I am enjoying a zombie this evening because I was like, well, I can have one cocktail tonight. So I might as well make it a good one. You know, solid 4 ounces of rum in there and some delicious juices.
All
and
that?
So, yeah, we're going to...
All that and in your head, is it fighting? Like the Cranberry song?
No.
Not fighting in your head, huh? Okay.
No, it's not fighting in my head. No, that one went over my head a little bit. I don't know if I know this song.
I think you know the Cranberry song, Zombie. Like, how would you not know the Cranberry song?
I'd have to hear it.
If you were like,
oh, like, hum the Cranberries song Zombie, I would not be able to do it.
No. Sinead O'Connor's voice is very unique.
And Bad Wolves did a cover that was played every third song in 93X for a year.
Oh, that sounds terrible. Was it literally every third song?
Probably every fourth or fifth, but yeah, I mean, when you could pick up two stations at work, was 93X or the oldies station that doesn't play the oldies anymore. They play fucking 80s and 90s.
Did you know that it was a politically charged song about the Troubles?
Yeah. I absolutely did know that.
Irish independence.
Yeah, again, you guys know this song. I do not. I'd have to hear it.
Huh. But if I may, Casey, interrupt you one last time.
Also very bad at
drink God you should okay. You should make this drink. It's, I don't know how to spell it. It's Brazilian. It's Caipirinha. Excuse me.
A caipirinha.
Yeah, that one. Oh, so you have heard of it.
Never mind. I've drank a ton of those.
God damn it. I was getting made fun of at work for drinking iced coffee by one of my customers, and they said I should try that, but not the, how are the hell, the vodka substitute version.
No, you have to have the Brazilian liquor.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's very nice. You could substitute, like, you could almost do like a tequila substitute, because I find that like they're a little, or a rum substitute, but vodka would be terrible.
Yeah, well, it's vodka in general.
Oh, you got lightning going on behind you, Gordon.
Yep.
That's pretty exciting.
Yep.
We're supposed to have lightning here, but I haven't seen any yet, and I'm kind of bummed about it.
Is the mic picking up the tornado siren?
No, it is not.
Okay. So if I fly away real quick or go dark, that's why.
You won't be in Kansas anymore, Toto.
No, I land in Missouri.
All right. Carlos, what have you been up to, man?
Oh, not too much. We did the board game day a little bit back, and that was fun. A lot of people came over.
That was
awesome. We had was Matt and Old Man Bry playing some Strike Team, was it? Like, it was the 40K, like, Kill Team. Yeah. And that was interesting to see. It was a long game for them. I don't know if it was, like, the first time playing that special, because I think something came up was, like, they were trying to get used to the whatever rules there was or whatever.
New rules just dropped,
yeah. That's what it was, yeah.
Yeah.
And let's see, what else? Oh shit, there was something else. I could talk about this on the show, and then it just fucking split from my mind. Oh, so a couple days ago, text came in from Casey, like, hey, got the internet warning that it's, over 75% usage for this month. It's like, it was like the 11th. 10th or 11th of the month. It's like, well, this is...
It was yesterday.
Oh, it was yesterday? Oh, it was the 12th?
The 12th.
Yeah. It's like, well, that is ridiculous. Like, because going back, like, that's not, like, in, like, the last, like, 5 months, like, it's been, over, like, almost every month except February, which is a shorter month. So I started, like, going through, like, so there's a... I have an app for the internet hub, the Wi-Fi hub that I have, and... So it turns out that does not track, like, it tracks the devices and their current Wi-Fi usage. It does not have, like, any sort of useful features like, hey, I would like to see, like, the last usage in the last, like, 30 days or something like that. So that makes it pretty useless. Then I was starting, like, I was checking the various devices, I checked the Fire TV Stick, so I got Fire TV Sticks in December, basically, so I didn't have to use my PS4 as my streaming apparatus in my bedroom. And opened it up, took a look at the app after I turned down the setting for showing data usage, and it's, oh yeah, it said I used 600 gigs of data this month, which is wild. That was not a thing I was having happening with the PS4. So that's we're now swapped over to unlimited internet. But that was a wild thing to see, that how much the Amazon TV was cutting into the internet.
Yeah, you also should probably research what other internet providers you have there that you could get, because what you guys are paying for the Comcast Unlimited for your speed is quite a bit. Well, like, I'm paying for unlimited 2 gigabit, and it's cheaper than what you guys are paying for 300 down unlimited.
Oh yeah, no, like it's there's not much. Like I don't think they've upgraded any of the infrastructure around here, so I don't think anything's gotten better.
Yeah.
So. Has the Baldwin Lightstream moved into River Falls?
I don't think so.
I don't believe in Baldwin. I don't think it's a real place.
That's Ohio.
No, that's hell.
I did see that Google Fiber was selling their fiber stuff.
Yeah, they're selling it off. T-Mobile's buying a fuck ton of it.
Otherwise, if you have T-Mobile for cell provider, their internet, home internet's pretty solid.
Yeah, the Verizon stuff is supposed to be pretty good, too.
And it depends. I mean, if you're in a densely populated area, it's trash. But.
Okay.
My buddy was on T-Mobile out in Seattle, and being a apartment complex that looks at another apartment complex 20 feet away with little to no direct open sky, was having dog shit luck with them.
Yeah, luckily, there's a lot of open sky at that house.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. That's all I had to bring up.
Oh, that's it? That's the only thing you've been up to in a month.
Well, it's been...
a month.
Yeah, did we talk about... Yeah, we talked about last time we recorded about seeing the
Project
Space
Hail
Project
Mary.
Hail Mary.
I just saw it last night, yesterday.
I wasn't sure if really like good. Last time we recorded was before Germany or after. Yeah, no, we recorded after you got back from Germany.
It was after Germany, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's all.
No, it was before.
Weather's gotten really, really nice. Might do some disc golfing this weekend.
Hell yeah. Gordon, what have you been up to, man?
Well, saw Project Hail Mary yesterday. And that was...
Fuck yeah.
That was an awesome, awesome fucking movie.
That movie slaps.
Other than that, Starfield new DLC dropped, so I fired that up again for the first time since January of
that
last year.
That game still exists?
Yeah, they added some expansions to it. I don't know the full depth of stuff that they added.
New faction,
that game
new
was
campaign.
Exceedingly mediocre.
Yeah, I was disappointed with it.
It's my new Skyrim. I fire it up every
it's,
6 months.
It's
a year.
Bethesda game I finished, so you know it can't be that good.
On that, I don't think I talked about it. I went on a road trip a few weeks ago. They had to go down through a couple towns through Kansas and stopped at two different breweries on the way back up. One of them called Not Lost, and the other one I cannot remember. Red Robin? Red something? Red Bird thing?
Red Robin? Gordon, I hate to tell you this. That is a burger joint that has unlimited fries. And it's not a brewery. And
Red
Sam
Crow.
Adams,
Red
they
Crow.
Don't prove that. That
okay,
like
you know,
medicine show.
Probably. Isn't that Black Crow? Anyway.
Yeah.
No, that's Old Crow medicine show. Yeah, stopped down there. Had and the Red Crow, all their beers have women names and stuff. And so, but regardless, they had the Belgian that was damn near perfect of a Belgian on tap. And
nice. Where was this again?
Just south of me, like 15, 20 minutes.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a good time. And the food was really good, too.
Was that the Belgian that you texted us about?
Yes.
Or was this a different Belgian? Okay.
Same one, yeah. I don't think we that was after we recorded last. But yeah, other than that, nothing too well.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, let's see. I went bowling for the first time since like pre-COVID. That was fun. I forgot how much I enjoy bowling. Bowling's a good time. And then I also got accident drunk that day. You know how you kind of forget to eat some food sometimes? Well, so, all right, so what happened was went to the No Kings protest, held a sign for a while, and then went and ate some tacos and had a couple of beers. And I was like, okay, well, I had some tacos, so, like, I'm pretty good. And then we went bowling and had some more beers. And then we finished bowling, and we're like, well, let's go chew the fat for a bit because all the girls are at girls' night. So we went and had some more beers, and then Zach's like, why don't you guys come over? And I'm like, all right, cool. So we went over to Zach's house, and he pulled out the whiskey, and I had two tacos. And that was it. And so next thing I know, I wake up on my couch. It's 3 a.m., and I vaguely remember door dashing pizza. So I went, and there was pizza sitting on my front stoop. So I got the pizza, ate a slice, and went back to bed. So it was one of those nights. And then I rode 10 miles to go get my car the next morning on my bike. Which, honestly, great way to, like, just kick that hangover right in the ass. Get a nice, vigorous bike ride in. Fantastic. Beyond that, we did the board game night, board game afternoon.
Yeah, it was afternoon.
Over at the River Falls house.
Yeah.
Which was a blast. Played some games. Explained some games to Matt over and over.
Oh, yeah.
And over again. And then...
Matt was not on
Earth. No, it was just... He was somewhere else, man. He was somewhere else. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Oh, I started and beat Dispatch on Saturday this week.
Oh, so you finally got access to one that wasn't censored?
Yeah, I just bought one on PlayStation. Because I was like, I want to play this game. And so I ordered Indian food and made cocktails and played Dispatch from like... 3 in the afternoon until I finish the game. It's about a 9-hour game.
Fun. So.
Yeah, it was great. It was so much fun. Highly recommend it if you haven't played it. It's more of a, like, I don't know, an interactive story than a true, like, game. But, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
It's very similar to, like, a Telltale, except, like, except you don't walk around on the map, which is... Honestly, one of the more boring parts of Telltale is like walk around and pick stuff up because that's not really much for gameplay. They kind of just cut that out.
The dispatchy part,
the mini
like,
games.
So you like, yeah, like the superhero dispatch game, which is like the primary thing of each like chapter.
Yeah.
That was interesting, and I fluctuated with where I was in my cocktails as to how good I was at it, but still got a decent ending and stuff. So it was fun. I enjoyed it. Highly recommend it. Yeah, it was good, but short, but worth $20. Yeah. Beyond that, not doing much. Getting some more shit up on the MB server. I think like, Matt just gave me a bunch of stuff. We now have, like, the first 11 seasons of Pokemon.
So wow.
You're...
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, yeah. The first season's 80 episodes.
No
oh,
shit.
Oh, God. Yeah. Because they broke the seasons up by, like the league that he was in. So the Indigo League is 80 episodes.
Oh, wow. Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead is on there? That's awesome.
Yeah, I just put that on there because I wanted to watch it. Yeah, we're up to like 300 some odd movies and like 50 different shows now.
So. Mega Man's on there? That's a wild thing to see on there. The animated Mega Man?
Yeah, Matt had some weird stuff in that drive he gave me.
Sherlock Holmes in the 22nd century? Wow.
Oh, I missed that one. I've not been paying attention.
Wait. Apparently. Okay. The Pokemon Mystery Dungeon one must be just a generic Pokemon thing, because it...
Yeah, I don't know why it keeps putting that image there. But it also has trouble rendering all of the episodes because there's so many of them.
Yeah, I believe that.
So
Metalocalypse, that's a solid show.
Yeah. Yeah, there's one MS or Mystery Science Theater 3000 on there. It's the Manos Hands of Fate one, which is a classic.
Oh, Digimon's on there. Oh, that's crazy. Yeah, from 1999 to 2001, 152 episodes.
It's insane, man. Like, these kids shows, they just fucking cranked them out. Just bonkers, man. it's just kind of insane.
Oh, Gargoyles is even on there. That's cool to see. That was fucking Gargoyles wild, awesome show.
Badass. I don't know if it holds up. I don't know if I want to know if it holds up.
And the voice cast alone probably makes it hold up, because it has an amazing voice cast.
Carlos, did you ever listen to the Lovecraft Investigations podcast?
I don't think so.
So it was a BBC-sponsored like podcast that was a radio play, kind of. Like, the premise behind it was, it's this like new investigative podcast, and they start researching this thing, and it like slowly devolves into like Lovecraftian horror, like with the, like the investigations and stuff they're doing, and then that like it kind of blossomed into this wider like world of podcasts and stories. They released a new one about a year ago called Mythos, which is about this British or like government organization that like investigates like the mythological and occult things, and they just did a Kickstarter for a Crowley podcast set in the Pleasant Green universe. And I just got it, and I'm like two episodes into it. And so far, it's just like the background of Aleister Crowley. And I'm like, when's the fun, like, crazy stuff gonna happen?
I got really excited for a second. I thought it was gonna be Mark Shepard just narrating.
No, it is not Mark Shepard. No. Have you been watching The Boys, Gordon?
I think I'm in like season 2, maybe.
Okay, because they're doing like a little mini Supernatural reunion.
Yeah,
because they're all supposed to be on it.
Oh, even Cassiel's actors, Misha Collins.
Jared and Jensen, and what's his name? Henry Morgan.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
No, that's the dad Jeffrey from Dean that's Morgan. The dad from Psych.
Yep. His last name isn't Morgan. Is it Spencer?
You're right.
It's Henry Spencer, because it's Sean Spencer. Yeah. It'd be weird if his last name was Morgan, you idiot.
You're right, I'm wrong.
Yeah, you are wrong. Just like you are about the wheat beer that you had some of.
I don't believe I'm wrong about that.
Oh, shit. All right, well, who came up with a discussion topic for today?
I didn't have one. Well, I have one thing we could talk about. What is like the earliest memory you have? Because like some people, like they don't have memories. Like they say, like they don't have memories of like when they're 5 or younger, which is weird to me, since like I remember a lot when I was like 5. So what's like the earliest memory that you got?
That's tough, because I don't know if it's a memory that I have or something, because I've seen like old home videos that I've retroactively remembered. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. I know, like growing as like at least like when I was five and then forward, like, we had like a camera for recording stuff, but I never watched those videos because that sounds boring. But there, I mean, but there's a lot of recorded Christmas videos somewhere.
There is a video, and I don't know if this is a memory I have, but I definitely, like, when I watch the video, I'm like, oh yeah, I remember that, of me taking an Easter egg, and my dad is holding the basket and just whipping it at him and hitting him right in the crotch with it.
Do you know what I age that would have been at, like, at?
That would have been... My brother was walking, so I was probably 3 or 4. My brother was, like, 1 or 2.
Because,
mm-hmm. Yeah, he was doing that, like, stumble kid
right,
walk.
Right, right.
I remember, like, learning to ride a bike, like, with training wheels. And, like, doing that. Or, like, trying to get off the training wheels. And that was probably 5 or 6. Maybe earlier, maybe it was 4 or 5. I don't know. When you get off the training wheels on, like, the short bike.
Yeah, I think when I learned to ride a bike was when I was 5. Because I believe it was a Christmas present because I got a Batman bicycle with the training wheels.
Hell yeah.
It was winter in Colorado, so I don't think that bike got to see that road until spring. So I would have been 5 when I first took that for a spin and then learned to ride it without training wheels pretty quickly after that.
Yep. Let's see. I remember being pretty young and playing Sonic the Hedgehog on my cousin's Sega when I was staying with my great-grandma. And I was probably... I don't think I was in elementary school yet. When did the Saturn come out?
The Saturn.
Or no, it'd be the Genesis. It would be the Genesis. Sega Genesis.
I'm not sure. Oh, I can't search Genesis year because it starts bringing up Bible stuff.
Okay, so the Sega Genesis released in 90. Or not North America 89.
Yeah, like, so, it's like one of those ones where
91, 92. So I was like, it was probably 93 or 94. So I was like 3 or 4. When Super Nintendo came out in 92, 91. So I remember my dad getting a Super Nintendo. Because that was cool. And I got a Mickey Mouse game that I played all of the time. But it was a used Mickey Mouse game. So it was probably a couple years after the Mickey Mouse game came out. But my brother was small enough where he wasn't, like, running around the house yet. So this must have been 92. Because I shoved him in a closet because my mom told me to put away my toys and I wanted to play Super Nintendo. So I put him in a little cupboard.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And then my mom was out mowing the lawn and she came inside and I'm playing Super Nintendo. And she says, "Where's your brother?" And I say, "I put him away." And she's like, "Where's your brother?" "I put him away. You said to put your toys away. I put him away. I was done playing with him." She's like, "Where is your brother?" And then I opened up the cupboard where they're like, it was like where we kept like the Super Nintendo game. So yeah. It was like under the TV. The Super Nintendo was out and my brother was in the cupboard.
Yeah, I think, like, I first saw, like, the NES would have been, like, when I was in, like, it was the first console I ever saw. And it would have been 94. Folks went over to a friend's place, and they had the console. So, like, I saw the Super Mario Brothers Duck Hunt package, because I saw Duck Hunt that night and Super Mario Brothers side-scrolling back and forth.
Yeah.
But, like, that's, like, the earliest I got, like, and I don't know which order they happened in or the specific years they, like, they happened in, would have been, well, as a kid, I'm, like, had, like, one of those, like, horses with wheels on, like, a hardwood floor. But it was on the upstairs of a house. And there was, like, a little baby gate at the top of the stairs that I got by. And I remember being at the top of the stairs. And I don't remember how I ended up at the bottom. It was apparently I didn't, like, bring any bones or anything, but I rode that horse down those stairs.
Oh, wow.
What I think was, like, probably that same location was getting a ride on a riding lawnmower while I was going around. But I think before that would have been, I think, in a small apartment watching my mom and me watching a Timberwolves game. And I think it was a mint chip shake. I think it was a homemade one. I don't think it was like Dairy Queen.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I remember that. Because, like, and then, like, I think, like, Timberwolves stuck with me from there then on as, like, a cool team. But then, and then there was, well, and then there's the time where I have very vague memories of the period of time where Scott spilled hot coffee on my arm, where that was very bad burns. Had to go to the hospital for that. I don't remember the pain. Apparently it was very painful, though, is my understanding.
I mean, I believe it. Were you able to sue McDonald's?
No. It was a home coffee maker. Apparently, I knocked it down somehow. Okay. Or knocked it.
Did,
like,
you sue your mom?
No, I don't think that was an option. The only thing I remember is, like, like as I'm being, like, rushed down a hallway. I guess, like, it looked like waves. The wall, but that's about it. That's all I remember. And then the next thing after that is, like, I remember being in a car and, like, a cast. I remember it as, like, on my right arm. But apparently I was told that it was actually my left arm was the one that had, like, the bandaging on.
Do you have any early memories that aren't based around trauma?
Timberwolves, I guess.
Gordon, what about you?
So there's a bit of a gap in between them, but they're both related. I remember running through the house, and I remember misjudging the turn radius that I needed to take, and I either smacked my head on the coffee table or the door that was next to the coffee table. But regardless, everything stops there until my next memory is getting the stitches removed from my forehead.
All right.
So yeah, my brother
is also trauma related.
Concussion there.
Yeah, my brother actually, like, he ran, it was, like, dusk time, so, like, it was, like, low lighting, and he was running around upstairs, apparently, and there was a door that was open, but it was, he saw it at an angle, so he was just running down a hallway and hit, like, head square on and split his head open. Yeah, those doors apparently will get you.
I mean, I wasn't the one. Yeah, my brother did a swan dive into a faucet in my grandma's bathtub.
Ow.
Because, so when we were kids, my mom would bathe us together, right? Because, you know, handling two children and stuff. But our tub was wide enough where my brother could, like, stand up on the edge of it and kind of, like, belly flop into the tub. It was funny. Right, because we're children. My grandma's tub was shorter. So he got up on the edge of the tub. Like, grandma left the room. Jordan got up on the edge of the tub, went vroomp, and smacked his head on the faucet. Blood everywhere. Grandma had to take us to the emergency room. And to this day, my brother has, like, a perfect Y scar in the middle of his forehead from that. He's not the chosen one. He's the tub jumper. I remember the night I broke my collarbone.
I don't think tub. I don't think tub thumping was about that. About a.
Right. I remember the night I broke my collarbone falling out of my bunk bed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So your folks didn't put like one of those like bars on the side of it to prevent rolling over?
They did after I fell out of it. A little too late if you ask me. But yeah, so I rolled out of the bed. I remember like having a dream that I was floating to the ground and then I landed and it hurt. So I went to my parents' bedroom crying because I fell out of the bed and I was in pain. And my mom said, "You're fine. Go back to sleep." And then
not so much.
I couldn't because not so fine. And so we had to go to the doctor.
See, I feel like I lost out on childhood rite of passage of breaking an arm or even a leg. I've never broken a major bone. My few fingers here and there, toes, whatever. But never arm, leg, or collarbone, anything like that.
I feel like your clavicle is not a major bone.
It's a major inconvenience.
It is a major inconvenience.
I mean, I dislocated my collarbone when I tore my rotator cuff.
Yeah. I never got a cool cast that people could sign. It was a sling. Like, that's not cool.
Yeah, I've never broken a bone.
Fingers are stupid. You don't realize, or especially, like, your pointer finger, you don't realize how much you use that until you can't. And you got to do something as simple as button up your shirt and you're sitting there like a chimpanzee finding rocks for the first time.
You're like, oh, no.
Like, I'm surprised I haven't broken, a finger in, closing a car door or anything like that. Because sometimes I'll be like, oh, wow, that was a little bit closer than it should have been. So,
you are a little accident prone.
Yeah, just a little bit.
It's because you don't look down.
Yeah, that's got to be my problem. Like, it's everything's too low to the ground.
You're never aware of where your feet are.
They're below me.
Well, there's a long distance. They're a long way away. And it takes a long time for that sensory information to, like, reach the brain from that distance.
Oh, man. What's your first, video game-related memory?
Well, besides seeing the NES as, a small kid, when we lived in Colorado, so I would have been 5 because they built a house across from us. And we're the only people up on that elevation. There's nobody else really in the area. Way up high on a bluff. It's not a mountain, but, a steep hill. A very large, steep hill is what we lived on. Whereas our house was, and then they had bought the property way across from us, there's a huge distance from us. Like, it was not a distance that I could go visit by myself. But they had I remember seeing the house being built up, and then the family moved in there, and they had they had a lot of money, so they had all the consoles. So I got to play Sonic for the first time there. Gotta play. Basically, remember Sonic. That's about it. I remember not being good at it. I remember seeing the unlocked level for the first time, the 3D looking area where you rotate around or whatever. So, I think that might have been. I don't know if that was in the first Sonic game or if it maybe was Sonic and Tails or. So it might have been the sequel to the first Sonic. But I did not have a video game of my own for quite a long time. It's always other people's stuff.
What was your first one?
I was moving away, and a friend gave me, as we were moving away, an NES. Probably I was about 7 or 8.
Okay.
So that was had an NES with the Duck Hunt and Super Mario Brothers. So never beat the game. I'm not good at Super Mario Brothers.
You are not good at Super Mario Brothers. You are, in fact, terrible at Super Mario Brothers.
I am.
Gordon, what about you?
We had friends of the family, but they had, at the time, all the consoles that were available. So it would have been, I think this predates the N64, because the N64 and PlayStation came out about the same time, didn't they?
Yeah, it was 95, 96? Yeah, so
at this time it would have been like two or three Sega consoles, maybe? Something like that. But the game I remember playing... There's two 96. Games that I remember playing on that. One was the original Mario Kart. No, that would have been the the Super Nintendo. That's what it was. We had the... And then there's the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle quasi side scrolling. It's like a flat surface, but you move up and anyway.
The arcade one?
Yeah.
Or the arcade style one, yeah.
Yeah. Playing those. And then, yeah, I remember to this day, I can't remember when did they introduce Rainbow Road. Was that? That was 64 from Mario Kart.
Yeah.
No.
Super Nintendo had a Rainbow Road.
Yeah, it just wasn't very good.
No, that started my bane of my existence in that fucking game series. To this day, I fucking hate. And I haven't hated it more than the Wii version. Because I have a catcher's mitt for a fucking hand, and the Wiimote is discriminatory against people with large hands. And trying to play the stupid fucking Rainbow Road... with that tiny little controller is stupid.
Never had that problem. Never had that Fuck problem. You. And I'm one of the proponents of the Duke controller for the Xbox.
I miss that.
He is one of those proponents.
They should bring it back.
And I get it. I get like it was not a controller for everybody or most people.
I need one made out of stainless steel or titanium, something durable when I totally do not lose my temper.
But then you cause more damage to the stuff around you.
That's fine. Probably less expensive than the fucking controllers.
I did have a PC. Do play some PC games like before I had the NES though. I had like there was a family computer, and so I saw I don't know how like so I've seen Ski Fear on there, but I was never allowed to play it. I think because the Yeti, that's
because
they saw the Yeti come in and eat the skier, and it's like, well, we can't let it play this game.
That's too violent.
There was like a painting game, or like a color painting game that was on there, and then that's basically it on the PC for years until I had access to like the something with the Windows 95 on it. Where I had got one of those like 101 PC games, and it was a hell of a collection on there. There was some fun stuff on there.
Yeah. Did they ever let you mess with the devil, Mavis Bacon, and have her teach you some typing?
No, I never had one of those typing games.
You did at school, like the kayak. You'd be racing the kayaks.
No, it was like Mavis Bacon teaches typing or something. Hang on.
I remember my dad bought one of those sound blasters to put in our family computer so that we could have sound.
Oh, stuff. Yeah. I mean, you needed a sound blaster. Otherwise, everything sucked. Yeah. I remember playing, like, some DOS games. Like, it was this Doom clone called Nightmare 3D. Or maybe it was like a Wolfenstein clone that my parents didn't know was on the computer. Because, like, we got the computer from my grandpa, and I think it was, like, his hand-me-down. And so he was playing Nightmare 3D, and then I found Nightmare 3D. And so my friends and I would wait until my parents weren't around, and we would play Nightmare 3D.
Did you guys ever play the Czech Serial game that came out? I don't know if that was DOS or if that was a CD.
Man, I don't know.
What is that called?
Did you guys ever play Chip's Challenge? Chex Quest.
That's it. Yep.
Carlos, did you ever play Chip's Challenge?
I don't know. Maybe if it was on the the package of games.
Yeah, you're so in Chip's Challenge, you're a little dude named Chip, and you have to go collect all the microchips in every level in order to advance onto the next one. And it was like little like puzzly things. It was almost like little Zelda puzzles, for each level. There's like that game and Rodent's Revenge and Jazz Ball and Ski Free, of course, were like the early like Windows 3.1 games that I remember playing.
Yeah, the problem with like the I remember what, the disc that we had for the games, like it was like a lot of it was just like freeware that people, I don't think they had permission to put that freeware of other companies on those discs and then sell them.
Probably not.
But there was like some stuff that was like full games.
Did you guys so ever have one of like the
a lot of these stuff though is like you can act like a lot of the stuff has been archived though, like a lot of those like 90s stuff, like I actually found a copy of it like online before. I don't know what computer I have it bookmarked on, but like where like so I because I was able to find it. Oh, I think it was 100 Amazing Kids Games might have been it. The name of it. Oh, wait a second. Let me see if I can pull up the list of what was on the 100 Amazing Kids Games.
While you're looking that up, did you guys ever have a computer with a 5 1/4 inch floppy drive?
Yes. I think I don't remember what game was on that.
I had a couple, but the one that I remember the most was we had a Muppets at the Circus game on it. And to this day, like I can see it, but I don't know like what the gameplay in it was. But like I can see like the loading screen and everything. And I remember taking that disc, that floppy disc, and putting it into the like the drive, and then taking like the lever and like cranking it down in order to like make it, you know, start reading. Just cool shit. Like, and that was my brother and I's computer that was set up in our toy room when like that was like the grandpa hand me down. So my grandpa had a degree in computer science. And so we got a lot of hand-me-down computers very early on.
Oh, yeah. It was definitely 100 Amazing Kids Games because it had Hugo House of Horrors 1, 2, and 3 on it, which is not a game that's playable by kids because that was one of those like old-style like text adventure games where like you walk back and forth and you have to use text commands to do stuff. Very hard.
So I've been going down a rabbit hole lately of wanting to play like some old like Sierra games, like from like the Windows 95, 98, 2000 era, including like games like Lords of the Realm and Civil War Generals and like those like old school strategy games. You know how fucking hard it is to get those to work? Oh my god, I've spent hours. I'm like so close. Like I spun up Windows 98 or no, I'm sorry, Windows XP in a Docker desktop the other day, and then like I got it working and I'm like, this is awesome. But then I couldn't get the sound to fucking work. And so now like I'm there, I'm like, I'm not playing this game without sound. But if I boot it up on my local machine with my 4K monitor, it looks like hot garbage. And I don't want that either.
Do you guys remember ever going to a department store? If I had to guess, it was in like Woodbury area. But it was probably like either Sears, JCPenney's, or Kohl's or something to that effect. Maybe even Macy's. But in the kids section, there was a Sega Dreamcast with Sonic on it.
No, I do not have this memory.
God damn it. It must have been like a demo version of it. But yeah, they had a full console there. And I remember, you know, like going to Walmart where the screen is plastered way up, way too high for your... So your neck is hurting after 5 minutes of playing it.
You may have this memory, Gordon. I don't think Carlos will. But do you ever remember going to a Funko Land?
No.
Okay. It was a local to the Twin Cities area used video game chain.
Yeah, I don't know if that was the... I think normally I went to like the GameStop, but I've been to a Funko Land before.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently they were headquartered in Eden Prairie.
Is there one in Hudson ever?
Maybe.
So I know we had that game store.
Oh, apparently they merged. They merged with a company called Babbage's to form GameStop in the year 2000.
Huh.
Well, they had 406 locations in 2000 when they merged. There might have been one in Hudson.
Well, I remember you had the game store downtown, where I think is where the Scuba Shop still is. And I don't remember if they moved or if they went out of business.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you. But I remember, like, going to Funko Land was always, like, a big thing. Because, like, it was like, okay, we're going to go to Funko Land and we're going to play test, like, 7 games. Because they would, like, they would take the card out and they'd put it in. And then you could play it for, like, 10, 15 minutes to see if you liked it. And then we would get, like, one. And then the other one that I remember is, it was, like, the video trading company in Red Wing. We would go there, and they had, like, a ton of VHSs, but then they also had this massive section of, Super Nintendo games. And my brother and I would spend, like... My parents would drop us off there and then go, like, do their shopping. And so we would spend hours just, like, flipping through the games and, like, flipping through, like, the VHS tapes and, like, find, like, 2 or 3 that we wanted. And, like, at the time, they were, like, $5 a piece or whatever. And, like, we'd grab games and, you know, it was awesome. What did you send here, Carlos?
Oh, I just shared a link to like an archive of all these old CD-ROMs. Which if you get your thing, you could start running some of these. I don't know how you would load up the ROM into like a.
Right, that's what I should stream with Zach. Is we should do like an old school, like game night.
So like I think I played like MechWarrior 1 on one of these. I don't know if it was I don't think it was that 100 Kids game. There was one with 500 on there that I'd played that I think might have had MechWarrior 1 on.
Fucking crazy, man. Hey, I had this Monopoly Go disc. Hell yeah. Probably got it in a box of cereal.
Oh yeah, they have CD stuff from cereal on there.
Man, it was kind of a golden age, man. Like, there's just something about, like, it was that, like, the 90s, they put fucking CDs in everything.
You could get the Unix application and utilities for DOS OS.
Do you remember the Encarta Encyclopedia discs? Specifically, the maze game that was on there?
I don't have many memories of the maze game. I remember using the Encarta one and trying to do school homework with that, and it wasn't easy. Because it didn't.
So there was a maze. There was a maze game. It was like the labyrinth, and you would go through and you'd hit things, and then it would ask you like an encyclopedic knowledge question with like multiple choice. It was so much fun. It was kind of like Carmen Sandiego, but like not as good.
Carmen Sandiego was a pretty cool game that I was never very good at. I think because like
now.
I didn't have like information about like. Like, there's ways you could look stuff that stuff up in-game, too, and I didn't know you could do that stuff like that.
Lords of the Realm 2. Sorry, I'm looking at DNCDs. This is awesome.
Yeah, a lot of it, like, there's, like, so much, like, shareware versions of things. It's just wild, like, how, like, people, like, turn around, like, well, I can just resell this shareware stuff, and... people buy it, and like then some of it was like not shareware, which means there's no way they were legally allowed to do what they were doing.
It was the Wild West, man. Like, who was gonna stop you?
Yeah,
like literally, like who was going to stop you? Do you guys remember, I think it was Windows 98 was the first one that was packaged with a pinball game?
Oh, yeah, the pinball game was fucking amazing.
Yeah, the space one.
So the only one we had that only on. It didn't have as cool graphics as that one, but the 100 Amazing Kids game one had a pinball game on there where you you're basically it was like some sort of Android one. And it was that was the first time I played pinball on a computer, and it was fucking wild. And then I played a lot shit out of the Windows 98 pinball when we had that.
Yeah, and you would hit the control keys or something to make it tilt until you got until it yelled at you and locked you out.
And it was one of those things where it was for years and years it couldn't run on modern stuff because it was so tied into the operating system. I think people have it working now.
Was it CPU cycled?
I'm not entirely sure. I know there's some. It's been a while since I watched anything about it, but it was a difficult one to get running, on modern systems.
Yeah, the CPU cycling, so back in the day, for those of you who aren't into the know, when they were writing games and building games, sometimes they would tie the timing of the game to the CPU cycle. So every time the CPU cycled, it would do an action, right? Or advance it a frame. So then when you start trying to run those old games on modern hardware, the CPUs run thousands of times faster, literally thousands of times faster. So your game is unplayable because it's triggering an event that was supposed to happen one time, 1,000 times.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure a lot of this stuff is things that you'd have to run in an environment some sort of emulation environment. And then you might have to fine tune it even still from there. I know you had issues trying to get your sound working.
I got a very weird text from Jake Tom, and it just says, "I think I found a husband."
Okay.
Didn't realize he swung that way, but now I know. All right. All right. Well, we've been at this about an hour.
Yeah, I think we're good.
Should we wrap her up?
Yeah, we can wrap this thing up.
All right. If you guys have any questions, comments, show ideas, or what have you, go ahead and shoot us an email at feedback@blindnewstudios.com. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/blindnewstudios. You can follow us on Instagram at blindnewstudios. And check out HikeRPG at hikerpg.com, HikeRPG on Instagram, Blue Sky, Threads, Facebook, all of the places. So go do that and buy a subscription because I'm losing money. So go do that. Thank you. And I'll see you guys next week.
See you.
Bye.